I'll start with the injuries. Ben Underwood had a shoulder, did not return. Bishop had a hamstring, no return. Wynn, concussion, no return. Obenizer had a quad contusion, he did return. And Porter had a knee sprain and did not return. With that, I'll take your questions. In what regards, Greg? I'm not really. I mean, we wanted to look at all those young guys. I mean, we wanted to see Brandon, Patrick, and Sam. That was the way we went into the game. So. How close? I don't know what his availability will be next week. We'll see how he is when he goes to the rehab. It's a medical decision. So, you always appreciate your players wanting to get on the field, and mostly all our injured guys feel that way. But Dr. McKenzie has the final say on if players go and don't go. So, that's the way we've always operated here. Well, defensively, we haven't played the game with everybody on the field yet, so the continuity is probably not where we'd like it to be right now, and it's something we're going to probably have to establish in our practice structure leading up to the Philadelphia game. The injuries have kind of kept us from getting the continuity that you would like. I mean, it's a challenge that we face at some point almost every season, so I think that's where we stand defensively right now. I thought the offense was productive, but the contrast of our identity of a football team is taking the football away, which I felt we did a very good job of tonight. But we didn't do a very good job taking care of the ball. We had the ball on the ground too many times, so we need to eliminate that from our play. It's kind of gone on a little too much. I'm talking about in the practices and so far in the preseason. We train it every day, and we need to get rid of that. So that's it. That's the only thing I was really disappointed in offensively. It's a technique, and that's why you train it every day, and we need to do a better job. So it's a fundamental that we put a lot of emphasis, like I know everybody does, but we've been good taking care of the football. We're not quite where we need to be right now. Just the reps. He wasn't held for any reason. We just wanted to try to get as many opportunities for those running backs. We had Craig Lumpen back and then Quinn Porter too. So I really didn't want to play Brandon in the end of the third quarter, but I know he did there for a little while. It was all based on reps. I didn't really, chance to really watch them individually, but I'll say this. I thought it was a very productive win for us. As always at the preseason games, anxious to watch the film to see particularly the younger players that were given an opportunity, like a Frank Zombo and Sam Shear, Sam and the guys that were put in there earlier than they have been in the past two games. So we were able to play everybody in the football game tonight, and that's important. And it's just a very competitive situation. We feel that we were able to get good information and had a good win in front of our home crowd. So I thought it was a very productive evening. Yeah, I mean, Cherry, how could you not be excited about that young man? He gets an opportunity, and we're definitely going to give him some more opportunities. I can promise you that as we move forward into this next week. Well, it was more of a rotation. Just AJ was coming back off that ankle, and also Nick didn't play last week, so and get Brandon some more work inside. So it's the preseason structure that you always go through. There's a number of different objectives and targets that you're trying to hit, and that was what we were trying to get done there. half on defense. That's a discussion we'll have tomorrow with the staff. But availability is obviously the most important aspect of your job responsibility. And Darren College has done a great, excellent job of that throughout his career here. And I think Darren's playing good football. I like what I've seen so far from Darren in the preseason.